You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class for a Monday here at KGYM on this 14th of November. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette, been on the other side of the glass, and most importantly, you, our listener out there. You can interact with us on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. Same digits. Again, that is 319-366-1600. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class program. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. Lots to cover today. A great weekend as far as football is concerned. Pro football, college football. We'll talk Iowa, Wisconsin. We'll look back at Iowa State and Oklahoma State. And a whole lot more. NFL, some wackiness at the end of a pair of games yesterday. Talk about that. A showcase. Of women's basketball in the state of Iowa yesterday as well. All that on the program and more. Again, we'd love to hear your interaction at 319-366-1600 as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids from the Circus Sports Iowa studios before it snows. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon to everyone out there. And I've been studying the models. As you know.
I know you do.
It's all over the board.
We have our first advisory, though. We have a winter weather advisory that just went into effect for east central, northeastern Iowa, western Illinois. For tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches of snow is what the National Weather Service is saying. So, again, with the first snow of the year, all the people driving on the interstate, 15 miles per hour over the speed limit and weaving through traffic. You cannot do that tomorrow. You cannot do that tomorrow. Can't do it at any point, but you can't really do it tomorrow. And it's going to be a big time slap in the face for a lot of folks. The first time they go to hit the brakes and there's and you slide. Keep that in mind for tomorrow. 319-366-1600 here on the program as we start things off today looking at college football. Let's go right to Kinnick Stadium on Saturday, Mark. Iowa and Wisconsin, the Hawkeyes get the victory to become bowl eligible. Not only that, but a team that was by a lot of folks, not only around here, but around the country 3 weeks ago, was left for dead. And this is an Iowa football team now that is potentially two wins and an Illinois likely loss to Michigan away from going to Indianapolis to play either Ohio State or Michigan as a Big Ten Western Division champion. How about that?
Well, I'd have to rewind the podcast, but I have to believe that everyone on the KGYM sports staff maybe didn't bury Iowa, but weren't really high on the Hawkeyes at 3-4. And chances of, you know, pie in the sky winning the Big Ten West to having a winning record. I mean, you just had to look at it. The offensive woes were tremendous. I will say that I think you and I believe that the defense would keep Iowa in most games.
Absolutely.
Especially after, you know, Ohio State, Illinois, Michigan, and whatnot. And that's been the case. Saturday, it was Cooper DeJean. He didn't win it alone. But Iowa could not have won it without him.
No. Cooper DeJean was Superman on Saturday for Iowa. Had the pick six for the interception return for the touchdown and had the punt return to put Iowa in a short field situation and come away with a score right there as the Hawks go to 6-4 on the season with the 24-10 victory. A game that saw Iowa control the time of possession, a 7-minute advantage right there. Yet Iowa with only 146 total yards. Now, I say that tongue-in-cheek a little bit because, as we know, this is an Iowa football team, Mark, that there are three facets to the game. Iowa is amazing at one, really good at the other, and not so good at the third. This defense may go down statistically as the best in Iowa football history. There's still two games remaining as far as the regular season is concerned, but right now you got to put it right up there with some of the best that Iowa has ever had. And the special teams, they aren't bad either. Not bad either. Cooper DeJean with that punt return. Start of the year, I had said I wanted to see Cooper DeJean return kicks. Now, you also put him back there, and he could get hurt. You roll the dice as far as that is concerned. But he was amazing. The special teams are amazing. The defense was amazing. Offense, 140-some yards. Usually that's not going to cut it. And if it wasn't for, a pick six and a punt return, they may still be playing overtimes right now at Kinnick Stadium.
Well, you take away 40-plus yards in Spencer Petras' sacks, and that would bring it up to 180, 190, I don't know. Still not terrific by any means, but you have to tip your hat to Wisconsin's defense. And as far as this winning streak goes, I know Iowa players had their ears perked up because more than one player has said, you guys left this for dead. Whether it was to the media or to the fans, what have you. More than one player, in so many words, has mentioned that. And they're looking at Twitter. They took a cue from a coach. Whatever it may be.
Oh, I think the coaching staff had something to do with it.
Backs are against the wall. Nobody believes in us. This, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, the Hawkeyes are 6-4.
Getting ready for a huge game coming up at 3 o'clock on Saturday against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. I agree with you. And, whether Kirk Ferentz did a Lou Brown-inspired speech and told them, they'd like to they don't have much time for writers and like to give them all a big blank burger to eat, whatever the case may be, I don't know. I think that's probably has a something to do with it, no doubt. But whatever way they get it done, they get it done. And they got it done on Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is now back in Iowa City. They'll try for Floyd of Rosedale. They got a steer. Now they'll try for a hog coming up on Saturday in a big, big game with all kinds of implications coming up in Minneapolis on Saturday.
Poll question at KGYMRadio.com has to do with this Saturday's game, which is a 3 o'clock kickoff. Are you surprised Iowa is an underdog Saturday against the Gophers? Yes or no? And that right now, Minnesota's favored by 3.
That's home field advantage. So it's basically a pick 'em. Correct?
As the conventional wisdom goes, yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Minnesota's at home. I think they should be a favorite. Now, Minnesota, we'll talk to Mike Grimm tomorrow, who is the play-by-play voice of the Gophers. Looking forward to talking to our friend Mike and see what's happening up north as Minnesota's got some injury issues, especially at the quarterback spot.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see a freshman quarterback go up against that Iowa defense? Tanner Morgan might have problems going up against that defense, but we'll see. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that's 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. In fact, Jim from Keota joining us here on a Monday edition of the program. Jim, how are you? Hello? We got Jim? No? Must have lost him. I think he's calling back right now. We'll get Jim back on the line here coming up, but we'll talk with him here in just a moment. No, I'm not surprised Iowa's an underdog. It's going to be a rock'em sock'em game, and it's supposed to be absolutely horrific weather in Minneapolis as well. Jim, call back and get one more time here. It was a tough weekend in the old KGYM studios. Not with yours truly. We got through it okay. 319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. Iowa did not run the ball real well, Mark. Iowa's offensive line certainly, and we've talked about this all year, two step forward and one step back. It may have been two steps back. Wisconsin's defense was very, very opportunistic. They were very blitz happy in that particular ball game, and they gave Iowa fits throughout the day, especially up front. Iowa was confused on the offensive line.
Had a lot of problems, and Helbig was, you know, terrific for Wisconsin, and once again, the Iowa offensive line had multiple problems. Petras sacked a half a dozen times. The running game, yeah, I mean, I think the net was, what, 80 yards, something like that? Maybe not even that.
Not even that.
But, again, those sack yards are subtracted from that total. Not to make any excuses by any means, but, it was a special teams, it was a defense, and 2 out of 3 ain't bad, huh?
Not bad. Let's try Jim one more time. See if we got him from Kyoto today. Jim, how are you doing? Going once? Nope. All right. Sorry, Jim. We're trying. We'll get that hopefully remedied coming up here. 319-366-1600. Try the text line, Jim. Let us know what you're thinking on the text line.
You may be driving to Riverside.
We got phone issues. Phone issues right now. So we'll try to get that going here. On the text line, let's see. You guys said, and many agreed, they could win out or lose out after the Ohio State game, says 0931. We did say that. Could still lose the last two games, and that includes to Nebraska. The Cornhuskers, that's going to be their bowl game. They are not going to go to a bowl. They have 7 losses now. They have nothing to lose as far as that game. Maybe playing for their coach. Who knows? Let's not forget the Hawks are playing in the weakest half of a major conference in America, says 7802.
And did have to play Ohio State and Michigan in the crossover games.
Or they would be out in front right now.
Mm-hmm.
They would be out in front right now. 11:56, I knew our offensive line was not great and Wisconsin's D is good, but 3 D linemen rushing and beating 5 offensive linemen. Some are young, but at least one is a senior, and the young ones have played up to 10 games this year. Wisconsin was blitzing everybody. They were ultra-aggressive in that game. I'm not making excuses up front. I thought Iowa's offensive line took 2 steps back in that game against Wisconsin. I also thought that, like I said, the communication was very, very poor as far as the game is concerned. A lot of times they were looking at two guys came to get the one guy and left.
There was confusion.
And left a wide open gap as far as the Badger defense is concerned. Nate from Belle Plaine, we'll get to the NFL coming up in just a little bit. Jim from Kyoto's question was just going to ask if Moss gets the scoop and score against Illinois and Potomom scores against Iowa State. Record is 8-2. That's the margin Iowa plays each and every year. Absolutely dead on accurate,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah.
As referring to 91-83, talking pro football with the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings have won 7 one-score games this year in the National Football League. That is unheard of in the NFL.
And a crazy way to win yesterday, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But you're right. That's Iowa's razor-thin margin between victory and defeat each and every year.
And it's true for Iowa State, too. Iowa State has had 5 one-score losses against pretty decent teams, and that included Saturday's result against Oklahoma State on the road. A lot of teams in that category.
Yeah. The Big Ten West is not going to be confused with the SEC West at any time.
No, not at all.
Right now. But, hey, you play the schedule that's in front of you. You play in the division that's in front of you. And right now, Iowa's got a pretty darn good chance to get to Indianapolis. I don't see Illinois beating Michigan, especially after the Illini have dropped two straight at home. You could see one maybe, but two straight with a chance to grab the Big Ten West by the horns, if you will. That's pretty inexcusable for the Illini. And now they may be without their running back for a while, so we'll see. I'm not seeing the status of Brown's injury that he sustained late in that game.
Well, each and every week there's craziness in college football. How would you explain West Virginia beating Oklahoma? Oklahoma's not very good.
Neither is Western Virginia.
It resides near the bottom of the league. Vanderbilt ending a big SEC losing streak.
Beating Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah. Washington upsetting the apple cart in the Pac-12, defeating Oregon. This is just 1 week. Happens every week. I don't think Illinois will beat Michigan. It's a 17-point underdog with Chase Brown. I think they might have a chance to stay close, and maybe Brown will play. But I don't know. 2 weeks, we could be talking about something pretty special for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
And nobody thought of that a month ago. Nobody. 319-366-1600. Now, same thing for Minnesota. Minnesota wins this Saturday. P.J. Fleck beats Iowa for the first time. P.J. Fleck has a chance to win the Big Ten West for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Make a pretty good case. This is Minnesota's biggest football game in a long, long time.
Hasn't won a conference title in a lot of years.
67, I want to say.
You back that far? Yeah.
We'll ask Mike tomorrow. He'll know. He'll know the exact date there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll talk Iowa State. We'll talk about the rest of college football coming up. We'll talk about the National Football League as well here in just a little bit. Good to see a good crowd on Saturday as well. I was a little bit nervous with the temperatures, but everybody showed. So that just tells you, wonderful football trumps cold weather. And a pretty cool flyover, too, by the way, at a lot of stadiums, not only in Iowa City, but at a lot of places on mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday as well in the National Football League. Pretty cool stuff right there. And, yeah, did a good job celebrating as far as our veterans are concerned. All last week, and want to thank those folks out there, certainly for all their service. But now you got Iowa and Minnesota coming up. You got Illinois and Michigan playing this week. Wisconsin probably out as far as, I mean, it would have to be a crazy, crazy, crazy path to get Wisconsin back there. Purdue is now back in the conversation.
Absolutely.
And you think the Big Ten West, yeah, it's not very good, but it is wacky. It will keep your attention because Purdue looks like they can't beat the Iowa JV 2 weeks ago at Ross-Ade against the Hawkeyes, and then they go to Illinois and the Illini in Champaign.
Yeah.
I mean, go figure. Go figure. Cyclone Tim asking, if Iowa does make the Big Ten championship game, does that make it less likely anything will be done to address the offensive issues over the offseason? That's a very good question. Very, very good question. I think you still have to address some of the issues. Yes, they're going to be a year more mature. They're going to have a year of experience under their belt. You are going to you hope another offensive lineman coming in that could start right away next year. More on that in a moment. But you still... And all staffs address their program in the off season. I mean, they just do. And who knows? You could see a coach or two leave. I mean, it's just the way it is as far as football is concerned.
We'll continue to work on it. Snort.
Snort. I see Minnesota is at Wisconsin. Last game of the year, says 96-63. That is correct. They play for Paul Bunyan's axe at the end of the year. No doubt about that. And, boy, a lot of things going on as far as the Hawks and the Gophers. Looking forward to it, though. I will look forward to watching it from the comfort of my couch, though.
Exactly.
319-366-1600 at 325. We're going to talk Iowa State. We'll talk college football, pro football in just a little bit, but do want to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. As they are across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. They're open at 4 o'clock. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. What do we have on the scoreboard?
After a take victory over Coe, Wartburg has earned the right to represent the American Rivers Conference in the Division II, NCAA Division III, I'm sorry, football playoffs. Wartburg will host Wisconsin Lacrosse on Saturday. Kirkwood's volleyball team will compete in the Junior College National Tournament, which will be held at the Alliant Powerhouse, downtown Cedar Rapids. The Eagles will play Thursday at 11 a.m.
Number 7 seed is Kirkwood, as far as the tournament is concerned. Make your way out there. See it. Good volleyball.
Holy Ears will be on the market soon. Say what?
What is that, Mark?
Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield have collaborated on a cannabis-infused product that will resemble an ear. You'll remember 25 years ago, Mike Tyson took a chunk out of Evander Holyfield's ear. And finally, Caden Proctor out of Southeast Polk spent the weekend at Oregon visiting. He had canceled a visit to Oregon in June, and Oregon did not make Proctor's final list of considerations. But nevertheless, he made a trip out to the West Coast. May not mean anything, but it's kind of something.
May mean something, though. The folks that say it doesn't mean anything are saying, hey, he gets X number of visits. Why not take them? And a chance to go out and see Oregon and Washington. Washington beat Oregon. Pac-12 is pretty much out as far as the college football playoff now. So why not go out there, visit, see what Nike's got to offer?
Iowa fans did not like pictures of Proctor prowling the sidelines with an Oregon sweatshirt on. I can tell you that.
I'm sure they handed him one when he got there.
A December signing period can't get here soon enough.
True. Other people, conspiracy theorists, are saying that, yeah, this is not a good look. Hey, we talked about it the last couple of weeks, Mark, to be honest with you, that, boy, you hope he gets here. Now, we asked David Eichel his thoughts. He said he believes he is still coming to Iowa. Most people still say that he does have his, vision set on being a Hawkeye. You know, if Caden Proctor goes, what about Xavier Wampa? I mean, there are a lot of... And then Jim Leonard brings up after the game on Saturday, the Wisconsin coach, talking about poaching by other schools now that NIL is out there. Transfer portal. Yeah. If you folks do not believe that this wasn't around over the last, decades, you're wrong. It's legal now, basically, to go entice someone. Iowa's done it as well, Mark. Iowa's done it as well over smaller schools. But Jim Leonard really laid things out on the line in his remarks after the game on Saturday. Adam Rittberg's going to join us as well coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk about that with Adam and get his thoughts about it also. But, Cade Proctor, that's alarming if you're a Hawkeye fan.
Proctor is not very active on Twitter for whatever it's worth.
Smart man.
He has issued one tweet this year, and that was June 30th. Been a long time coming. The wait is over. Hawkeye Nation, you got my everything. from the first day I get there. Let's work. I'm home. How is Corvallis?
No, Eugene.
Oh, Eugene, I'm sorry.
He wasn't at Corvallis. 319 366-1600. 330, we're going to take a break, get your weather update, and come back, and we will talk about Iowa State's latest just grueling loss in Stillwater on Saturday to Oklahoma State. We'll talk about the National Football League as well. Stay with us. More to come. It is a gym class here on KGYM. More to come after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have mostly cloudy skies today, and temperatures are going to be in the mid to upper 30s. It is going to be chilly, but the warmest day of the week. We'll have then clouds sticking with us tonight and temperatures dropping into the upper 20s. Tomorrow morning, snow will begin to move in from south to north, leading to slick conditions out on the streets between Tuesday and Wednesday with a persistent light snow. We'll have 1 to 3 inches of accumulation. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
One of the things I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is that you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect for tonight's game. If you like Jalen Hurts going over the rushing yards total, A.J. Brown is an anytime touchdown scorer, and the Eagles money line, it's an example of a same game parlay, but there are so many more options that you can use. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay, so lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code KUHN. That's promo code KUHN. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hurry into Menards for the last 11% off in 2022. Secure your home with our wide selection of TrueBolt lock sets and deadbolts. TrueBolt door locks provide homeowners, professional installers, and builders with quality products at an affordable price. Available in a wide variety of finishes, you'll find the perfect one to match your style. Get 11% off all TrueBolt lock sets and deadbolts at Menards. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Tempty isn't just trailers. Tempty is made in America custom-built trailers specifically for dry bulk transportation. Doubling down on their Midwestern pride, Tempty is opening a new location in Cedar Rapids right off 380. This state-of-the-art facility will feature 11 drive-through service bays, a 3,600-square-foot parts warehouse, and sales of their industry-leading new and used trailers. Visit Tempty.com for construction updates, job opportunities, and more. Tempty of Cedar Rapids, Iowa's premier trailer destination.
Back with you on the gym class for a Monday on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, jam-packed show for you. Mike Grimm will join us, the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, the Eastern Iowa native. And we will also talk to Adam Rittenberg from ESPN, who covers college football. We will talk with Adam coming up tomorrow. Lots of things to discuss with Adam, including Jim Leonard's comments after the game. Very candid in those comments after the loss. And I'm sure the loss had something to do with it as well. He would have been a lot happier if Wisconsin had come up with a victory on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium, but it's still very interesting comments. 319-366-1600, Iowa, Minnesota on Saturday. As a 3 o'clock start, we will have our Before the Boom podcast available for you on Friday. And, of course, the Before the Boom podcast is available online at kgymradio.com, and it is presented by Edith Lucille's on Mount Vernon Road, right at Squaw Creek. Iowa State, believe it or not, Mark, is going to have a night game this Saturday night, as the Cyclones will take on Texas Tech on senior night at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. And that is going to be a 6 o'clock kickoff with a 4 o'clock pregame right here on all of our KGYM frequencies. Very, very, very surprised that that is going to be a night game, and it is going to be chilly. Chilly, chilly, chilly. Bundle up if you're headed to Ames. That's all I have to say.
Texas Tech, the opponent, and Iowa State is favored slightly in that game. But Tech's at 5-5. Needs a win for a bowl game.
Right now, Iowa State is 4-6, correct, Mark?
That's correct.
So Iowa State also fighting for their bowl lives. You got to win against Texas Tech, and you're going to have to beat TCU. Now, TCU has got a tough one against Baylor coming up this week. Baylor got absolutely curb stomped by Kansas State on Saturday. We all missed that. We'll have the results of the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you, by the way, coming up in just a little bit. You got to think if TCU can get by Baylor, they're going to be sky high for that Iowa State game to try to go undefeated, stay in the conference or the college football playoff discussion, and go to the Big 12 championship game, which they pretty much already have a lock on as far as that is concerned. But Iowa State's playing for a lot right now. Now, we'll ask Adam this tomorrow as well. If all of the slots are not filled for bowl games this year, there's going to be 5-7 teams going, and I've seen three different publications say that Iowa State is going to be one of those 5-7 teams that is going to be picked to go to a bowl. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. As far as Iowa State on Saturday, just another just gut-wrenching defeat. But you can't turn it over. Hunter Decker's had a terrific game, but threw it three times to Oklahoma State. And it's not all Hunter Decker's, I'm not trying to say that, but you have just mistakes in key situations for Iowa State, and those have just piled up and piled up and piled up this year, losing a heartbreaker to Oklahoma State Saturday.
And wasting a terrific season for Xavier Hutchinson. He caught 10 more balls on Saturday. But, again, Deckers with three interceptions and, five total turnovers, something like that. The result was a 20-14 Iowa State loss, and the Cyclones had a chance at the end to pull it out and couldn't quite get it done. And as I mentioned, it's five one-score losses for Iowa State in that middle-of-the-season five-game losing streak. Lost by 7, lost by 3, lost by 1, lost by 3. Yeah, it's just a recurring theme, and turnovers have had a lot to do with it.
A lot to do with it. Xavier Hutchinson setting a Iowa State receiving record on Saturday. Congratulations to him, and going to make a lot of money in the National Football League. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 80-77, Texas, Iowa State has gotten no respect from TV land this year. Several games on ESPN Plus for a 6 o'clock game this week does not surprise. Well, you don't win, you're going to end up on ESPN Plus with the Big 12 television contract.
Got a 3 o'clock game, I think, against TCU in the finale.
Has that already been said?
I believe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's basically for TCU purposes, I would imagine. The Horned Frogs will try to get an outright Big 12 championship, regular season championship, and stay alive as far as the college football playoff is concerned with that. But Iowa State, yeah, as you mentioned, the defense just keeps doing great things. But here's the difference, and I can't remember who on Twitter pointed this out. Iowa State is not that far behind as far as statistically from the Iowa defense. The big issue is turnovers and special teams. Mm-hmm. Where Iowa's in the top 10 with the special teams ratings, Iowa State is way, way down the line. And the turnover margin right now for Iowa State is not good as well. Those two factors are going to beat you in football games.
Yeah, it's underwater, in fact. And Iowa State right now just trying to salvage the season, and it begins Saturday against Texas Tech. Nothing's going to be easy for this team, which has found itself in so many close games. It's maybe not unheard of, but very frustrating for Cyclone fans.
It is, and it's a Texas Tech team. You kind of don't know what you're going to get. They've looked good some weeks. They've looked awful some weeks. They're 5-5. I'd much rather play Texas Tech at home in probably going to be 18-degree weather under the lights. A lot of the Red Raiders probably have not ever played in a game that cold. I'm just guessing at this time anyway, Mark, but I guess that remains to be seen. And Texas Tech's got a lot to play for, as we mentioned. Plus, that's going to be the one of the Iowa State folks said that is the exact date of the famous Iowa State drubbing of Texas Tech when a certain Texas Tech quarterback, who is now doing very well in the National Football League, was playing for the Red Raiders.
Mr. Mahomes.
Who did not have a fun visit to Ames. Let's just say that.
Texas Tech has had really a mixed bag. It's got two overtime wins over ranked teams, Houston and Texas, but has lost to K-State, has lost to Oklahoma State, has lost to Baylor, got beat by TCU, is coming off a win over Kansas, but Tech has Iowa State and Oklahoma remaining to try to get to a bowl game.
West Virginia, even though they beat Oklahoma, their AD was fired today.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds as though that Coach Brown could be next, even with the win over Oklahoma last Saturday. 319-366-1600. As far as the national landscape is concerned, Mark, the Pac-12 not being talked about as far as the college football playoff is concerned now. Because Oregon loses at home to Washington in front of Caden Proctor and others at Eugene at Autzen Stadium on Saturday. That really hurts them. USC now is kind of the team in the driver's seat as far as the Pac-12 is concerned. UCLA losing at home in the Rose Bowl to Arizona that night as well. Listen to that on the way home from the Unidome on Saturday night. UCLA was not happy on the radio, by the way, as far as that game is concerned. But, you know, it's developing more and more. Georgia LSU is going to be the SEC championship game. Alabama did get a victory. Sorry, folks, they are still alive with two losses. They're going to be in the top seven as far as the college football playoff is concerned. There's a long way to go in this season. We'll talk about that with Adam tomorrow, too.
You got USC and UCLA facing off against one another this Saturday night, I believe. I think it's a night game. And that's a matchup of what were two ranked teams. I think UCLA probably fell out. I'm not sure about that, but, you know, that's impactful. The Big 12 is going to be TCU against
whoever.
Kansas State?
Maybe. Could be.
Yeah.
Could be Oklahoma State.
Baylor?
Baylor's in some deep water right now. Baylor's in a little bit of deep water. I would say Kansas State, TCU, which everyone thought was going to be the Big 12 championship game when you started off the season, right?
Not so much.
No,
not
put so your much. Hand down out there, everybody.
Right now you got TCU at 7-0, locked up a spot in the Big 12. Kansas State, 5-2. And then you got Oklahoma State, Baylor, and Texas, all 4-3.
True. 319-366-1600. That's college football, a little pro football here. Before we get to a break, what a day in Buffalo yesterday. Now, I think yes, it was the game of the year. People talking about the game of the century. People have very short memories after Buffalo, Kansas City in the playoff game last year. But hey, you know what? I was as skeptical about the Minnesota Vikings as anyone out there. I still don't think they're a great team. They've got great, great skill people. Show me a better catch in NFL history than the one that Justin Jefferson had yesterday. That helped win things for the Minnesota Vikings. Very interesting in how our programming today on ESPN has shifted in 24 hours from the Dallas Cowboys – are still the team to beat as far as the NFC is concerned, to Dallas losing to Green Bay, Minnesota somehow coming away with a victory at Buffalo, and now it's not, you know, the Cowboys are going to, you know, beat both Green Bay and Minnesota. Now it's the Vikings division, conference, et cetera, et cetera. And now Dallas is in trouble because the Vikings are going to go in there and just stomp on them coming up this week. Isn't that interesting how things change in 24 hours?
There's some kind of record set for biggest comebacks in NFL history on one day. The Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings all came from double-digit deficits and won football games. And the Lions was against the Bears, who had a 2-touchdown lead. As far as Buffalo and Minnesota, you know, Minnesota has tons of weapons with Jefferson and Thielen and now Hawkinson.
Dalvin Cook.
I don't know how good the team is, but you mentioned it has won 7-1 score games.
7-1 score games.
And you got to have a lot of fortune and some talent to do that. Buffalo, take a safety.
Take a safety, for heaven's sake. But Josh Allen, don't fumble in the end zone and don't throw two interceptions in the end zone.
I realize that Buffalo taking a safety would have put, you know, a Viking field goal in play to win the game. But what's the higher percentage play? Now it's easy to look at.
I was saying it when it was happening in real time.
Allen was sneaking and fumbled the snap, and the Vikings recover in the end zone. And such an improbable victory for Minnesota.
It was. And that's just kind of the way it's been. When it's your year, it is your season, Mark, as far as the Vikings are concerned. And right now, number two, as far as the NFC, behind the Eagles. Eagles Commanders will join that tonight at 8 o'clock, right after the Cyclone Coaches Show on KGYM. That will go from 6:30 until 8, and then we'll go off to Monday Night Football with Philadelphia and Washington going at it. Oh, and the Packers are now back and a viable...
No, they're not.
A viable playoff contender in the NFC.
Well, maybe,
it was a great win. It was a great win yesterday.
If they run the ball as much as they should, that's a good team.
Aaron Rodgers had, what, 10 passes going into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, 10 or 11. That's about it. And, yes, 11-56. I'm feeling better about Fields. I never felt bad.
True.
And almost 300 yards total offense yesterday. And similar game the week before. He is the Bears' offense. Problem is, he can't play defense.
8077 on the text line about the Big 12 championship game. Kansas State versus TCU. Now, that's a lot of purple in the stands. You're darn right it's a lot of purple as far as the stands are concerned. The one thing, again, yesterday in the National Football League, just grotesque officiating. I mean, you name it. From 12 people on the field for Buffalo in overtime to not stopping the game on the Davis catch, which was not a catch on the sideline,
nope,
to the absolute crime against Juju Smith-Schuster for Kansas City in that game. That was a flag was thrown but somehow picked up when it wasn't a hit on a defenseless play. They struggled yesterday. Struggled even more than usual yesterday, the officials, as far as the National Football League is concerned. 319-366-1600. Mark mentioned the poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Deals with Iowa and Minnesota. And, of course, our poll question each day brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They've been serving customers since 2003. Are some of the Tua haters coming around? 4570 asks.
Man, he's been good.
Miami's good, too. Miami's really good. And they are now a half a game ahead of Buffalo as far as the very tough AFC East is concerned at this present time. Chiefs got 2.5 games up on the Chargers and can pretty much put it away Sunday night if they can go to L.A. and win. Big if, though. Well, we'll see. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break. Come back. Big event locally yesterday in the state of Iowa. And I want to talk about that as well when we return on the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Fall leaf vacuum collection continues through December 9th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
This isn't just a party.
It's the super exclusive MVP We Wave Watch Party presented by U.S. Cellular.
Text WAVE PARTY to 319-200-1029 to win your way in.
That's WAVE PARTY, all one word, to 319-200-1029.
To party with us Saturday at Hazard County Saloon.
Watch the Iowa-Minnesota game. Come dressed to win the biggest fan contest.
Enjoy food and extra chances at Hawk Sum Prizes.
Text WAVE PARTY to 319-200-1029. Now
for your chance to win.
And now a small business setback delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we sing about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Oh goodness, this must be serious.
A new Epix original series from the creator of Peaky Blinders.
The British are losing the war,
and I intend to do something about it.
Based on a true story.
The British are preparing to drop troops behind German lines.
Let the games begin.
Those events that seem most unreal.
You are all mine.
Are mostly true.
We have a license to behave badly.
Let's go and win the war.
Rogue Heroes, premieres Sunday, only on Epix. Get the channel or the app.
You could save big when you bundle your home, auto, and other vehicles with Progressive. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
You could not have hit that field goal. Sorry, but it's true. 37 yards doesn't sound very far, but you'd be lucky to cover even a fraction of that. And that's in perfect conditions without 11 giant men trying to fold you like origami.
But you definitely could save big when you bundle your home, auto, and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant. Now just $399 after mail-in rebate. Limits apply. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next from 4 until 6. 6:30, it'll be the Cyclone Coaches Show. 8 o'clock, we join up with Monday Night Football coming up this evening. And Mark, before we forget, let's let everybody know the results of this week's edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
You are the winner with a 4-2 week, which means Doug from Winthrop is the winner of our $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Enjoy it, Doug. Scott at 4-2, Spencer and Dave at 3-3, and I was playing along.
Wasn't that bad. Oh, it was 1-5, wasn't it?
It was 1-5. Thanks for the reminder. Spencer and Scott now with the season lead at 32 wins apiece. Still tight. We'll do it again on Friday.
Coming from nowhere to take the lead. I've been on a heater the last 5 weeks.
What's that, four out of five, something
yep.
like that? Yeah.
And so just throwing that out there for everybody, just throwing that out there in case you want to do that. We will have another edition coming up on Friday. Hey, we would be remiss if we did not mention yesterday, what a women's basketball game over at the Knapp Center in Des Moines, Iowa. Number 4 in the country, having to really, really dig deep to beat a really good Drake Bulldogs team, and did it in overtime in Des Moines yesterday. Big day for Monica Sinano. She was named Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Week this week, as well she should have. Caitlin Clark, with her points, did not have a particularly good shooting day, but that was just fun. Full house in Des Moines at a newly renovated Knapp Center. Both coaches, all the players saying it was just an absolute thrill and pleasure to play in a game like that. The age-old question, why will the men not do that? I know why, I get it, but it makes no sense still. It makes no sense. You're losing out on what is going to be a really, really good game. You can see Iowa State going to Drake this year to play Darren DeVries and the Bulldogs. Scare the life out of you. But it'd be fun. Be great for the state.
We got more of it this week. UNI is playing Iowa State.
Correct.
And very soon here we're going to have Iowa and Iowa State going head-to-head. It was great fun yesterday. I mean, an overtime thriller that Iowa ended up winning. Drake led for much of the way. And Zanano and Clark got in a little foul trouble.
Gabby Marshall hit some big threes.
But great atmosphere, great game, and what more could you ask for?
You're right. And I'm glad the women still continue this. I don't think there's any doubt they're going to keep up the Big Four series, if you will. Also great to see both teams honoring Lisa Brinkmeyer, who played at Drake and, of course, is one of the top folks in the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. She's battling cancer right now, and they had Brink's bench. Each team had their particular color of T-shirts that they were wearing, so that was nice to honor Lisa out there. And it was great. There was no – I mean, Drake, yes, they wanted to win. No doubt about that. But there was nothing negative out of that game yesterday. Nothing.
Not that I can think of.
And I think it's Wednesday night, Iowa State goes to UNI. I think it's at UNI. I'd have to double check on that. But that'll be coming up on Wednesday evening as basketball continues. By the way, tonight's UNI-Virginia game canceled in wake of the shootings on the campus at Virginia. So UNI will come home, and boy, what a sad situation that is over in Charlottesville.
Just
so
terrific, yeah. And UNI had played Richmond and stayed out there to play Virginia tonight, and thoughts and prayers out to the families of the slain, and really everyone in the Virginia community. Just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Adam Rittberg, Mike Grimm to join us coming up tomorrow. You've been listening to The Gym Class on KGYM. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my. The college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckrich.